Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show.
Well, Husker fans are pretty excited. The announcement came over the weekend that our new head coach is none other than Scott Frost. Fans welcomed the news over the weekend. New era is set to begin at Nebraska, although the Huskers pursued Frost for the past couple of months. He didn't make the decision until later. Quite recently. So
the story they're spinning today is that he agreed to take the job last Monday, but did have some cold feet and talked to Osborne on Friday.
Okay.
Which makes sense if you saw those press conferences before the game Saturday. He looked like the weight of the world was on him.
Yeah.
Torn and stressful, so there might be a little bit of truth to that. You know, he'd given Nebraska a verbal, but in the 11th hour,
it was like,
that phone call. You know, before they were saying it was all about Osborne asking him to come back, and maybe that was a little bit too presumptuous, but there was some kind of conversation again last Friday that helped him out. And he did say in the press conference, he said, Tom Osborne, I trust him that if it wasn't the right move, he would tell me not to come.
Yeah, here's a little bit of it here.
Coach has been a mentor to me my whole life, and he was definitely played a part in this. What I respect about him the most in this process is that I think if he wouldn't have believed this was the right time or the right place for me, he would have told me. Even though he probably would have liked to have me back, if those things weren't all taken care of and this wasn't the place that he thought I should be, he wouldn't have told me to come. And it was still a hard decision, but I think Coach felt good about, like I said, the leadership here and the direction. And that made me a lot more comfortable with taking this job.
Wow. Yeah.
So he will go back and coach UCF
Sweet.
In the Peach Bowl against Auburn.
Yeah.
And so their final rankings for UCF goes undefeated. They're 12th ranked.
Unbelievable.
They went 12-0.
Wow.
Auburn's number 7, so that'll be a pretty cool game.
That game, by the way, the their championship game this past Saturday, amazing. That was just a fantastic game.
Double overtime.
Couldn't even believe it. Yeah, it kept me definitely on our seat. So,
all right. Congratulations. President
Trump's personal attorney says that the president knew in late January that then National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was most likely had given the FBI agents the same false account that he gave Vice President Mike Pence. That was nearly a month before Trump fired Flynn. Trump fired him after it became public knowledge that Flynn lied to Pence about the national security chief's conversations with the Russian ambassador.
Yeah, but did you see now they're trying to spin it that there's someone in his administration for Trump saying that he wrote that tweet and mistyped it. So we haven't heard them try and play that role again, you know, before. You know, and we're like, who's tweeting? Is there a filter?
Mm-hmm.
So there's someone coming forward saying, oh, no, I wrote that tweet. And I misprinted it. I don't know.
It's weird. It's interesting. It's like all sorts of he said, she said, back and forth, and then the whole Twitterverse on top of it. We have a new tax bill, and now the House and the Senate have to work together to try to resolve the differences between the two chambers. Reform bills. The Senate approved the Republican package, tax cuts and reforms. And President Trump wants to sign the bill by Christmas. So this could be happening pretty quickly. Drugstore giant CVS is buying Aetna Insurance, $69 billion deal. The agreement was announced after the boards of both companies unanimously approved it. It would also decrease the drugstore giant's reliance on the retail sales that faced increased competition. So this would help them diversify. And cyber scalpers may be the real Grinch that stole Christmas this year. Bots, sophisticated computer programs used for mass online purchases, have driven up ticket prices for concerts and theater shows. But now comes word that they are in the toy arena. Bots come and buy up all the toys, and then they try to jack up the prices on a secondary market. So they're trying to see, there's a congressional leader looking to try to find a way to stop the bots from ruining your Christmas savings.
I still have bots all over Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
I figure, I'm like, how does Zuckerberg not figure the bots out?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's the problem.
The only people that want to friend me
are bots. Hot are bots. Bots. They're hot bots.
The hot bots.
Hot. I'm all right with that.
And they're not crafty.
You know, I can't get in trouble if I front a hot bot.
It's like, really? Your profile picture is you in a bikini, and that picture was taken 1 hour ago.
And you've been at the gym 16 times since this morning, and it's been an hour.
Your profile is one day old.
I don't believe you.
Yeah.
How many check-ins have you had?
It's not very good. I could probably do a much better bot, troll or whatever the hell you want to call it, than that.
You may be a faithful spouse or a significant other to someone, but when it comes to the Netflix or binge-watching arena, you might find yourself a little bit of a cheater. And I guess men are most likely to do this. There's a new study.
Don't watch the next episode until I get home from work.
Sure thing, babe. Cut to, I couldn't help myself.
That's like saying you're only going to have one more cookie. Mm-hmm. I'm only going to watch 5 minutes of the next episode.
Then I'll stop and we'll watch it together. Yeah, I guess the most, the TV shows that prove too much for the audience to resist, Game of Thrones, The Walking Dead, a show called Dr. Foster, maybe it's over in the UK, but like Stranger Things, Sex in the City, things like that. Those were the ones that people found a really hard time staying faithful and staying on task to do it.
Especially if you have time. The Punisher just came out, and I just dealt with that this weekend, actually, because Wylene and her youngest decided to get into it. Now, he's already seen the whole thing. So now they watched it up to the fourth episode, and when I got home Friday night, they were into it, and I was like, hey, I was waiting for you guys.
They're like, well, we did not wait for you.
Yeah. But then the next day, I didn't say anything. I was like, all right, I'll just go and, you know, watch whatever. And the next day, she's like, let's watch it. We'll just start it all over. I'm like, sweet. But
what
still,
you know, level of infidelity is that?
I don't know.
TV show cheating. Yeah.
I think it depends on how damaged your relationship is. I mean, if you're really going to get that upset about
it. Oh, you got
it,
problems. Yeah.
I feel like you were just looking for something. I mean, Peter got upset. I remember when we had the House of Cards, dropped.
Yeah.
And I'm the cheater in our relationship. Like, I'm the one that will go ahead. And
well, what's the bigger crime, cheating or lying about the cheating? Because people will watch the episode.
It.
That seems more creepy is when you're watching the episode with someone and you can tell they're half paying attention. They're checked out.
and you're like,
you've watched this before.
No.
And they stick to their lie.
Lying's always the worst part. Because then you're like, well, what? I mean, this is such a stupid thing to lie about. What else are you lying about? You know what I mean? If this is such a dumb, small thing to lie about, what big things?
Oh, but that, come on. It's such a dumb little, I could see big lies, but. I mean, it's just a little lie. It's no big deal. You really think it's a big deal if someone says...
Lying to me is a problem.
No matter what it is?
That would be like my one, like, you know, I can't catch you lying.
So
I
mean, you're like, me and Peter got divorced because he lied about
House of Cards.
Mm-hmm, exactly. I would take it to that extreme.
People are like, we're with you. We totally understand. Raise the kids alone.
Single parenting it. Why? Lied about television. No, if he's lying, he's doing it convincingly. But usually it's something where I'm the one that's forged on ahead. And I always come clean. I just can't. I mean, it's not worth lying about. You know what I mean? Save those lies for the good stuff, right?
Yeah, the bigger lies.
Speaking of making it work, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, they announced their engagement last week. It's got everybody buzzing, and the wedding's going to happen in May, big royal affair. But the question is that Meghan Markle's face apparently is inspiring a whole new trend in plastic surgery. There's a doctor in New York who said that several patients have asked to have their nose altered to look like hers since the news of the engagement came.
Has it been a week?
Yes.
How many people are not happy with their face. I mean, it's not a haircut. I can see you going and you're like, can I cut your hair like that?
Right.
Change my face.
Yeah. Give me the nose. The doctor attributed the request to Markle becoming more visible in the public eye, said that it's very common for people to ask for someone else's features. Weird, I think. you want to look like someone else. I mean, I guess you give it as a guideline, like I'd like that style or whatever. But I'm with you, Jeff. It's like, it's one thing to say, hey, give me that haircut, or where did she get that coat, or I want those shoes.
Well, if you had one thing you wanted to change on your body, what would it be? Everything neck down for me. How about you?
People get nose jobs. What is it? Rhinoplasty, and people get breast augmentation is pretty popular.
Yeah. What's that? Liposuction?
Oh, kinda that just looks painful. So painful. Oh, they show those images.
Yeah.
Oh. The show that I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, you just think that has got to, I mean, the recoup on that has just got to be. I'm a big old baby. I don't like pain. So as dissatisfied as I would ever be with any part of my body, it would way be outweighed by my fear of just being hurt.
Yeah.
Which plastic surgery is still surgery. That is your news.
Megan, by the way, will become the first royal fiance to get to spend Christmas with the royal family. Usually you don't get invited until after the marriage.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
So she'll be the first ever fiance where she's not in the family yet, but everybody's jealous because she'll get to, you know, it's the private black tie dinner. You go pheasant hunting on Boxing Day.
Yeah, dude.
What's the gift exchange like? What's the draw name Secret Santa like when you're the royals?
They'll open presents, so...
Yeah.
What do you get the queen?
God, right. And do you fake it? I guess you get excited as ever. I mean, I don't know. What if the gift sucks?
It's the queen. You rally. You're like, this is amazing because it's from the queen.
I guess you're right.
Yeah. I mean, I just worry like... That's so nerve-wracking. I mean, think about it. Even when you are dating somebody, that first Christmas with their family where you're like, well, I need to get something for your mom and dad. Like, they invited me over for Christmas. There's going to be a gift exchange.
What were Cinderella's...
Guys are terrible at telling you what their parents like.
What were Cinderella's original shoes before she became Cinderella?
I think they're...
Glass slippers?
No, before that.
I mean, wasn't she just a maid and then she put on the glass slipper?
Mm-hmm. She just wore, like, I don't know, bad house shoes.
That's what I'm saying. If I'm the queen and I wanted to be...
Give her shoes.
Passive aggressive, mm-hmm. I give her very common slippers to remind her
of who she
that
is.
You're a pauper.
No matter what.
Just a little bit of a reverse, like, yeah, you're here with the family. Don't forget who you are.
And where you came from.
Just ratty leather slippers.
On the flip side, do you get the queen like a pair of isotoners? I mean, I just thought maybe to keep your hands warm. Or I'm just saying, it's so hard.
I didn't know what to get. I panicked.
That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Right,
that is terrible, though. That first Christmas with the significant other's parents. And the guys are totally clueless telling you. You're like, well, what is your mom like? I don't know. Stuff. So then you're like grappling, trying to figure something out.
It's sort of a test.
It is a test, I guess.
Sink or swim, honey.
Yeah, that would be a sink or swim.
You're getting told all that. Don't leave me alone. Don't leave me alone. Don't leave me alone with your mom. Don't leave me alone with your brother. And then you just completely
leave them alone.
Bye. Ghost them.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Hello, everyone.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. See us on Instagram. Hear us right here.
Channel 94.1.
Talking about Scott Frost and the hiring of our brand new Cornhusker coach. Former player, but now our coach, Scott Frost.
And it went as...
Your joy.
It went as sort of as scripted, but even better. Like, you know.
Yes.
It lived up to all the rumors. It was all exact. You got to watch the game, the UCF game on Saturday. And then during the game... Yeah. As it's going to double overtime, they announce it's official. Because all morning I'm watching the internet, you know,
mm-hmm.
all the Twitters.
Yeah, everyone had it out there.
And they announced it that it's official. And then sure enough, he's in Lincoln the next day. It was nuts.
That game and that's, you know, they interviewed Scott Frost after the, you know, Central Florida game. He was, of course, emotional. You know, he knew it was his last game. And it made me emotional. I was like crying. I was tearing up and crying in front of Wyleen watching football. And then I did the exact same thing at the press conference. I'm like, what is wrong with me?
You're a mess.
I was a total mess. I was like a crybaby. Oh, I'm so happy. It was tears of joy.
I doubt
I could do it now.
You are the only Husker fan
oh. that was crying, if you cried during or teared up during this whole process, announcement, press conference, football game, whatever this weekend, and you're a man, call us. I don't want to be left alone.
I got out Friday night with the crew of guys that I go to Husker games with.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we took a picture, and no one in the picture is wearing Husker gear or red. Two of us were wearing UNO gear.
Okay.
And I just thought it was funny looking in retrospect that that's kind of how
we are now.
Only four of us made the road trip to a Husker game this year. This is the stuff we got to get back. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I mean, these were the diehards that used to go to one roadie a year.
Yeah.
The last crazy one I remember going to was 2007 when it was the 10-year anniversary of The Catch. That's Scott Frost and Matt Davison.
Yes.
And we stayed at the hotel with the team, and the day before we got down there on a Friday, and Davison had beers with us.
Oh, he did? That's right.
It was like the greatest day, and we drank beers in front of the Husker broadcast from the day before. We got the announcers. They said it on the radio back in Omaha. They're like, Stan Hale, Andy has your credit card, calling out our buddy Andy, who had his dad's credit card, and we're buying beers for everybody. It was like awesome.
Oh man, those are the days.
It's been a while. I'm just saying, it's been a bit.
It's been a long
time.
And
it means a lot to the state. So there's plenty of haters that have come out, but we don't have to win national championship. It just needs to be relevant again. And what was so cool is how Scott Frost gets that it's so relevant to the state. Remember, he didn't just talk about football. He talked about the state of Nebraska.
Yeah, the fans.
And
the
unity. He's like, this thing's got to get unified, this state again.
I cannot wait. I wish I looked over at Wylene as I was drying my eyes, and I go, I wish football season would start right now. She's like, I hate football so much now.
I'm so glad that it isn't.
So they asked Scott Frost what Davidson had to do, his role in getting him, helping get him to make the decision. Here's what Scott Frost said.
I'll give you a simple quote. Matt's role was pestering me until I agreed to come here.
That's awesome. That's funny.
And so Matt Davidson has been promoted now to the associate AD.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of his role of bringing his best friend home. So, like, when they opened those elevator doors and they walked off the elevator.
How cool was that?
It was the new AD, Bill Moos. It was Tom Osborne, Scott Frost, and Matt Davidson were in a line.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I think,
amazing.
I think some of these reporters are intimidated by Scott a little bit.
I think so. I mean, he's...
He's funny, but he's got a good level of intensity, you know?
He does. He's going to be fun. It's going to be a good time. We got 7 years with him, and hopefully it lasts, you know, to the day I die. He's 42 years old. And
he called himself advanced in age. That one hurt me a little bit. We're not that much older than him. But he talked about having a baby at his advanced age. So here's Scott talking about the walk-on program. Our last Husker loss was to Iowa, and there was an Omaha kid playing for Iowa running all over Nebraska. Remember that?
Yes,
that
sir.
Stung. This is Scott Frost talking about bringing back the walk-ons.
When we were here, we had a lot of players, and a lot of players were working hard at practice, and nobody was sitting on a knee. And we had a lot of kids from Gothenburg and from Minden and from Scott's Bluff and from Wood River and from Columbus, and can go on and on. But this place needs that. I'm looking forward to trying to grow the walk-on program and make it what it was before. There's going to be some sacrifices that have to be made probably to get it there. But when you have a bunch of kids from the state of Nebraska that are in this program, those are the type of players that would bleed for this place and are going to work hard to make this work. Guys that are really pulling for Nebraska. And when I was growing up, every kid in the state of Nebraska dreamed about running out here on this stadium, on this field, wearing a red N on their helmet. There's too many kids from this state right now playing at other schools, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that those kids are here.
How about there's too many people
so much
in this state that don't wear Husker gear anymore? I mean, you know what I mean?
Yes. I selfishly, I don't know, this morning... I'm wearing Husker gear now, and I admit it, man. It has grown some dust on it, you know. But I had to wear it today. I mean, it has given me life. Scott Frost has given me life again, people.
You're the reason why people are like,
I said it. I'm not afraid to say it.
My only gripe is that, and I've been super I've bashed the program. I've been a terrible fan. But I don't think we had to be blindly loyal.
I was going to say, that's not being a bad fan by talking about what the program isn't. You know, I mean, that's just... I mean, that's just conversation.
But I've also never tried to be an ugly fan the other extreme, which is a lot of haters claim that Husker fans that were so obnoxious and that we claim that we're something that we're not. And I don't remember ever doing that.
No.
There's a lot of people that live in the state that aren't from Nebraska, and that's okay. But it seems like in the recent past, they're in such a hurry to be louder than us. It's like, well, I wouldn't live in Iowa and run down the Iowa program. I wouldn't understand that. It's like living in Nebraska and supporting your team. It's weird how much Iowa fans are just outside haters that are like, oh, my God, it's not the 90s. You guys suck. Like, they've had so much fun.
Yeah, hurting.
Writing us down.
Well, that's going to change now.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. Yeah, no, I hope everybody gets behind it. They'll probably lose 4 or 5 games next year.
Yeah, and that's all right. The future is what it's all about, and we just have to have all the pieces in the right places in order for this to work, and it's going to work.
So the next game he coaches is the Peach Bowl,
okay,
which I believe is January 2nd. He'll coach his final game as the head coach of the Knights.
That's a tough game.
Versus Auburn.
Oh, that's a tough game.
And then the first game next year for the Huskers, he'll coach is against Akron at home, and then Colorado.
Yes.
And game four is at Michigan at the Big House. So what's nuts is next year, Nebraska at Michigan. Even if it's just a plucky loss, should be where the standard is.
I never wanted to fast forward time. You know, I never wanted to go fast, but I do now, just for the sake of the Husker football scene. I'm excited for them. So, yeah.
Channel 94.1. Hello.
You're listening to The Big Party Morning Show.
Quentin Tarantino's 9th film. It's going to be about the Manson family, and it's got a release date, August 9th, 2019, which is sort of interesting because that's the 50th anniversary of the day the Manson family committed some of the murders that they did. So,
it's sort of a morbid celebration.
Right. Sort of a weird deal. No word on like the script. He's still working on it, and I think that they previously revealed that it's not a biopic. It'll be an ensemble piece. There's talk that he's looking to have like Tom Cruise or Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, Margot Robbie has, her name's been.
Who would play Charlie?
That's what I'm curious about.
I think Johnny Depp would be a good Charlie. Don't you? Kind of. I don't know. Maybe I'm just looking at someone that looks like him.
Right.
But yeah, we're saying we got to go young. Or who would be young? Who's young Charlie?
Yeah. Right. A lot of people are going to be wanting that gig. You figure it's a Quentin Tarantino and you get to play Charlie Manson. You're going to be pretty hungry to have that role. Ed Sheeran says he's open to performing at Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding, though he and the royal aren't as close as people think. He apparently gets asked all the time if he's like, oh, he's like, I've met Harry once.
But he's friends with everybody. Yeah. It's like it's Ed Sheeran's buddies with everyone.
I know.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So I don't know if they would have Ed Sheeran sing, but it's just funny that people are like constantly asking him. Matt Lauer.
Does Prince Harry have a celebrity buddy, though? Does he have any? You know, is there someone closer than Ed? Is he buddies with Harry Styles? Does he have any?
God, not that I know of.
Celeb crew?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he seems to just run with like his, I mean, a lot of the times when he has been out, it seems like he's with his old military friends. Yeah. You know, the guys that he served with, or, you know, whenever he goes to like Invictus, it seems like he's surrounded by just, you know, regular folks. Matt Lauer is not going to be receiving a final salary from NBC. He was trying to get his last year's payout. You know, his contract goes through 2018. And I think Matt Lauer was trying to angle to get that $25 million. But NBC says no. That the review of all the allegations is currently underway, and the way they will not be paying him beyond his final day of work last week. And Stranger Things has been renewed for a third season.
Yeah, I think we all knew that was going to happen. You guys watch the whole thing, or
I have not?
Okay, all right.
I see the two kids are dating from Stranger Things. What is it? The older sister.
Yeah, the older sister and her boyfriend. I mean, that was part of the reason why she looked so miffed on the red carpet, was that her boyfriend is that Charlie, I can't remember his last name, but he's the one that couldn't make it to the States because he got pulled over at customs for having trace amounts of cocaine in his
Charlie
luggage.
Heaton.
Yeah.
Who plays Jonathan.
He's adorable.
So he's the kid that wants to date her, like the old boyfriend, right? Because she's still hanging out with the long-haired kid who we kind of like now, but we don't like. I don't know. I haven't watched
Steve.
The full season. Yeah, she's with Steve. They're constantly making out.
Nancy and Steve, the most 80s names ever. It's so great.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show.
On Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.